Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I gotta let y'all know, I'm always a happy guy. I'm always a positive guy, but I've got not one, but two amazing reasons to be excited today. Number one, I'm next to my man, Wayne Breezy. Number two, Christian McCaffrey just got an extension. I'm probably more happy about the Breezy thing. Wayne, John and Wayne show, baby.
I'm definitely more happy about Christian McCaffrey getting extended. I love you. Love the show. You know what I mean? Love the platform. Shout out to everybody out there, the Countdown crew in the building. We're talking Christian McCaffrey, the greatest damn running back of all time. Sorry, YouTube. Getting extended to the greatest team of all time, the San Francisco 49ers. I can't be more happier, John. I got to pull the mic back because I don't want to blow your eardrums. Pause.
That's all right, man. This is a great day. It's a great time. And, you know, we're about 15 minutes away from them announcing that Christian McCaffrey 2-year extension on top of the 2-year current deal. So he was signed basically 2 years, $12 million per year. That's where the deal was sitting with what was left, but there was no guaranteed money. The 49ers go and they add on 2 years, $19 million a year per year on top of. So at our current situation, the details and, you know, all the contract status hasn't come out yet. But what we do know is that Christian McCaffrey, the offensive player of the year, Kyle Shanahan's favorite offensive weapon he has ever had in his entire career, is now signed for 4 more years. And that's about as political as we'll get on this damn show. 4 more years. 4 more years of Christian McCaffrey, man. So when you heard this, Wayne, nobody was talking about this. Yeah, there were some mentions
Contraire,
okay, go.
Because on the BAM show, with my boy Mike Andrews from Nothing But Niners. We talked about him not having guarantees in his current contract, and we were trying to find them, and we said, I wouldn't be surprised if Christian McCaffrey doesn't show up because he doesn't have guarantees in his contract. We talked about the camp. And so then I was just like, this is funny. Earlier today, Christian McCaffrey was reported to he was going to be at camp. Now, I didn't know he was going to get the extension, but we talked about him possibly being extended and resetting the running back market, and that's exactly what he did. You got to go back, watch that Bam show. I'm telling you right now, we talked about it, John. We talk about these things, man.
And I mean, it makes sense, but like, as far as like everybody's like national media insiders, NFL Network, ESPN, they're all talking about Ayuk. And it was like, no, the 49ers are going to focus a little bit differently. Not that they're not trying to get the Ayuk deal done. I'm not sure if this hurts or helps. I don't think it really, really matters too much. We'll have to wait and see the guaranteed money. We know that there's $24 million guaranteed added on the deal, which is tiny. There was zero guaranteed dollars for Christian McCaffrey. Now it's $24 million guaranteed. Don't know how that's going to span out over the course of this new four-year deal. But what it does mean is that the 49ers get Christian McCaffrey for a long time. And whenever we look at just what he's done, you remember they traded a 2, 3, 4, 5 to get him. And it was a lot. It was a lot at the time. But you look at what he's averaged in 27 games since he's joined the Niners. This is his average: 119 total yards per game, 1.1 touchdowns per game since he showed up on the 49ers. And again, you're talking about somebody that was an offensive player of the year for the entire NFL, probably going to be on the Madden cover. I know you're the Madden guy. It's going to be him, right?
I know that we don't want it to be him, but I want the Niners to get every daggone accolade they deserve. To me, that's respect. I understand the Madden curse. I felt like that was broken years ago, but for 49er faithful out there, they don't play Madden enough to know that it has been broken. So, hey, if that's what they don't want him on there. I get it. They don't want him. They don't want any 49er touching. If Christian McCaffrey makes the Madden cover of Madden 25, he will be the first 49er to grace the cover of Madden. First.
I remember when they used to vote, and Rice lost to, I think it was Calvin Johnson.
You have a great memory, bro.
Brackets is my jam, dude. Like, you give me a bracket, and I'm just like, I'm honed in. I'm honed
ridiculous.
In.
Ridiculous.
But, man, I'm loving all the comments. What's up, Kenneth? Tag team back again. There we go. I snuck into that concert I was in high school.
I didn't realize how lyrically Two Live Crew-ish that song was that the time, but whoop, there it is. Like whoop, there it is, baby. Yes. Let's go.
Right here, Richard Giles says, according to Lombardi, they've added $4 million a year onto each of the next 2 years as well. Yeah, I saw
correct.
That Lombardi's on top of all this stuff. So if he jumps from 12 now to 16, because again, it's an extension. So you always got to pay attention to the verbiage. Again, when the details come out, because you can restructure and re-extend, those are different things. So part of me thinks this is a restructure of the current two-year deal from 12 to 16 million a year for the next two current years, and then an extension, brand new deal, $19 million a year for the last two that's on there. And again, haven't seen any of that verified. I did see Lombardi's tweet on that, and he's always on top of this stuff. Always does a great job there, so shout out to Lombardi. And look at this guy. What's up, Jack? My man, appreciate the super chat. CMC contract extension woke me up for this season. The man is 25% of our offensive production, and now chances are he retires a Niner. Let's go. Earned every dollar. Signed through his 31-year-old age season.
Perfect time. Perfect timing.
Let me play this kind of role that the NFL likes to do too much. Running backs don't last long. Christian McCaffrey has been the highest paid running back 5 consecutive years in a row.
Resets the market again.
It just keeps resetting. What are your thoughts to somebody that's going to say, man, he used to be injured all the time. There's no way running backs last past 30 years old. We signed him through 31 years. Are the 49ers making a mistake here? That's not my opinion, but I know that's going to be a lot of opinions out there. Do you think that they made the right call? What do you think about CMC signed all the way through 31 years old?
Absolutely, because you have to look at the value of Christian McCaffrey. When I talk about him being the best running back, I don't think I feel like that's an understatement, because he's more than that, right? He's the best blocking running back. He's the best pass catching running back. He's the best running back. He's the best offensive player in the game as we speak at this young age that he is. And when you extend him, you're not necessarily thinking about that older age at the moment right now. I think right now the goal is to win the Super Bowl with the guy that's the best, right? And so that, I think that's the only thing that matters. What happens later on in a contract? Well, we've watched what the Niners will do to a player that isn't producing when they hit an older age. You want to take a pay cut? Nah, all right, cool. We'll let you go. Like, and the Niners will eat the money. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, the fact that he's here right now in a running back's room that's going to come out here and work hard because they've just seen their own teammate get guap. Do you know what this does for their mentality? They're going to be like, okay, I just finished talking about this on my Instagram. What do I got to do to be like him? Like, what do I got to? I'm going to watch him eat. I'm going to watch him work out. I might even watch him take a shower. At this point, I need to be like Christian McCaffrey. F being like Mike, I want to be like CMC. I think that is the standard if you're a running back in the NFL. Like CMC, if I can be like CMC, what do I need to do? And so working out, all that stuff's going to come into play. You don't care about that 31-year-old age, but that's the ripe average age, right? And if the Niners are building that room right, they'll lessen some of his reps. He'll sustain his sustainability, his durability. He'll be there longer. He might be able to get another deal to like 34, and we still keep him in here. Who knows? Won't be as much. But my point is, you got the best Dan Gunn offensive weapon in the game on your team, and you find a way to keep the wheels turning, man. I can't be more happy right now. I mean, Brandon Ayuk would probably top that. For me, because I just like the wide receiver position, and we haven't had one since T.O., but right now we got the best running back in the game going to be a 49er for the next several years. 2027, guys. 2027.
Oh, that's awesome. Shout out to Yatsik and all the hashtag CCs and all the hashtag BBs. The John and Wayne show is back, baby. We're going to try to get as close to this time as possible. We did go live a little earlier than it was scheduled just because of the breaking news. Why wait? Let's get going. And now, if you haven't already, this is probably the most important thing of the show. You got to go follow Wayne's channel. If you haven't already done so, it's in the top link of the description of this audio, video, whatever it is. The Wayne Breezy on YouTube. Go check it out. And Wayne's going live after this show. Yeah. He's going live with Bleacher Report. That's how big of a deal he is. Go support that man because he's the best in the business. I love it. Shout out to Yatsik. He says, hashtag CC, appreciate you, Yatsik. Glad you're feeling better, man. Glad to have you around. You're the best. Oh, we even got Rusty in the chat, man. Just hope from the iDoc got this bad A news. Bad A shades hanging out. Love this, man. This is great. I love this. Because, and here's the issue with the people that are going to say bad things about CMC and the health. How do you win? Does CMC win with just blazing speed? I don't think he does. What makes him special is his vision and how he can win in so many different ways. I go back to this, and I probably use this too often, Wayne. You look at Anquan Boldin.
Mm.
How did that dude prolong his career? I understand it's a different position, but he never won with speed. You look at Richard Sherman, never won with speed. Now, CMC ran a 4.48, but he's not running away from a lot of people. He's fast, but he's not that fast.
Yeah. He's not your straight line fast guy, right? And he's not the quickest guy to get to the outside, depending on how you run, you know, your outside zone runs. But I tell you what, he's the guy that makes that cut. He's the guy that knows how to instill what he needs to instill when he's out there running. He's a physical guy. We watched him fumble the ball a couple of times last year due to his over-physicality, though, right? Like, you know, and just not protecting the ball as he comes down to the ground. And listen, when you got 11 players punching at you, I mean, the ball's going to come out. So I feel like if there's anything he needs to work on, it's probably that. And I'm sure he beat himself up about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, he produced, right? He produced. And I say produced because if you look at this, John, like these numbers are ridiculous, right? 22 total games, 2,711 yards, 1,241 receiving yards. He only been with this team for 2 years. 39 touchdowns? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's since he showed up. It was automatic. You remember that game against the Rams?
You know I remember.
Where he caught a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, threw for a touchdown.
Come on.
And it was just nonstop since then. He showed up. Shanahan, whenever he gets his guys, and sometimes he's wrong in the draft or whatever else, but like you go trade for Emmanuel Sanders, instant impact. You know what I mean? Like you go trade for Trent Williams, instant impact. You go trade for Jimmy G. I sat for a while, but still definitely an upgrade. But then you talk about the CMC trade. That might go down as one of the best trades in Niners history.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Which is crazy when they gave up so much. 2, 3, 4, 5. You remember, too, back to the Rams and the 49ers were outbidding each other. And
right.
The only reason why the Niners got him over the Rams is because the Rams traded a 4th-round pick for Sony Michel. And so they couldn't match our offer. And so the 49ers got CMC instead of the Rams because the prior year they traded for Sony Michel. Wow.
Thank you, Rams. Appreciate you. Salute. Right? Salute. Hey, man, look, guys, just enjoy what we have while we have it. And, you know, let's. Now, how Kyle chooses to utilize Christian McCaffrey, I think with the guarantees and stuff like that, I mean, we'll see. But you want him here and not anywhere else. I mean, sometimes that's just how that's the game, you know. Can you imagine Christian McCaffrey, even though he was on contract for 2 more years? Can you just imagine him having some type of weird vibe playing like that? No, you don't weird vibe this. You bring your guy in. He's your most dangerous offensive piece. And you needed him. Why? Because his ability to run the ball sets up for what we like to do with play action pass. And when you don't have a Christian McCaffrey, you don't successfully run it. You're talking about a guy that, you know, even at the line of scrimmage, John, he'll get hit and still find a way to fall for 3 or 4 yards. So I think that's important too, you know, when you look at it.
I love it. Rusty talks about Christian McCaffrey's workout routine was like rice back in the day. And I like this from Logan. He says, if people are worried about him getting hurt, you can say that about every player in the NFL. And Wayne, Logan, I'm rewatching The Wire right now. And the game is the game, in the words of Omar, one of the greatest characters of all time, man.
Rest in peace to his
greatest characters, humans ever.
And he died in real life. So I think his name was Michael. But rest in peace. Listen, yes, the game is the game. I mean, let's say this is football. And players are going to get injured. It's just what it is. It's how you sustain, you know, the success and deal with that. Like the adversity. That's adversity. Players are going to get injured. It's not – what's overutilizing a running back? I don't understand. What's overutilizing? Like you got to use him because he gives you probability-wise the best chance when your team's out there on the football field to do something positive. Now, if he's tired, take him out for a play. And then when he's not tired, you guys play Madden. When he's, you take his ass out. Why? He's going to fumble. He's going to get hit hard. And then after that, he'll huff and puff. You bring him back in the game. Come on, B.
I love it, man. Okay, let me ask you this just off the top of my head. I'm looking at Christian McCaffrey. Last year, he had 272 rush attempts. Does that go up or does that go down this year? More, less, same. 272 rush attempts during the regular season.
I think it goes down a little bit. And the main reason is I think others go up. A lot of this had to deal with the health of Elijah Mitchell, who may be on the bubble. I don't know. And maybe a trade bait. I don't know. But I think we might see more snaps depending on what Jordan Mason does, depending on how Isaac Corindo is progressing in camp. And so, yeah, but I think the number can go down just a little bit. That's by design, but I don't think Christian McCaffrey's having that. And I think he wants to be out on the football field at all times. So, but I think the number goes down a little bit, not significantly. I'm not talking 50 snaps. No attempts, excuse me. No, but I think it goes down. I think okay. It does.
All right, here we go. 83 passing targets. Up, down, stay the same for Christian McCaffrey. That's what he got last year.
I think that goes up, right? Ooh,
I would be so happy.
Oh, my God. I thought it was different. Just me.
When they throw it to CMC, it's different. Like a running back carry,
the vision.
You're running through fat old linemen.
The vision when he catches the ball is like, oh, snap. What is he going to do? 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 Right? So, yeah, I agree it's different. But I think that goes up. I think you want that up.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
look at this. Look at Jorge. He says, thought Wayne and John had some beef going. Man, we're both. Wayne's not going to hold back beef. If there's beef, it's coming out. Like, it's just going to happen.
So that we can move forward, right? So, like, right? Yes. So, like, listen, this is never a beef. If there's a problem, we get to it, we squash it, and we move forward. Listen, when I tell you we took the biggest break. Yeah, I don't think they understand, John, what the Super Bowl did to us mentally. Like we didn't even talk for 2 weeks. We didn't know what to say to each other.
Because we were doing three shows a week since the start of training camp with Steph.
Facts.
Like, it's just a lot. And so sometimes you step back just to, you know, crop rotation. It's what it is. Now, if you want to talk a beef, I hate to do this, but the chat has brought it into the sphere. What's up, Atomic? So he says, finally catching a live episode. He has COVID. Hope you get better, man. But he's talking, we're going to go quick on this. Not too much time. Celtics, Mavs, finals. It's going to be a fun week. We had to come back this week.
Hey, look. I mean, this is by design, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we knew. John and I knew. Listen, John and I knew that it was about to go down, you know. And I got the Celtics in seven. It is what it is. I'm sure John got the Mavs in seven. Either way, this shit is going seven
Mavs
games.
Six.
Oh, I got the Celtics in six, too. And we're going to win in Dallas. I just wanted to be nice because I'm on the show. F that, man. We about to whip day tails.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is about to be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
Best four guards, I would argue, in the NBA.
In the NBA, hands down.
It's going to be worth it. But anyway, more important things. But we will continue to talk trash. Talking trash is my love language. If I don't talk trash to you, I don't like you. It's just what it is, man. And look, we got Sis on the show. What's up, Victoria Morgan? Appreciate the super chat. I think CMC will be used more things offensively, but more variety and not just run attempts. We're all in agreement. We have a quorum, all three of us. Wouldn't mind a few less carries, few more receptions, not necessarily less snaps, but I would like more carries for the other three running backs in the second and third quarter. I want CMC out there first quarter, fourth quarter. And so you kind of spell them a little bit in the middle. But first quarter, fourth quarter, money time, we want all the CMC that we could possibly get. The IU stuff, I don't want to transition too much to that this episode just because we're going to be talking about IU for a long time. That's a much more difficult deal long term. CMC's been paid. He's got the bag. This was an easier deal.
Thank you.
It's a big time difference. Ayuk has not gotten generational wealth. He's about to. And CMC is in the best system of all 32 teams for CMC. Ayuk, that's not the case. I just don't think that is currently the case. Doesn't mean I don't think a deal is going to get done. Let me ask you this, Wayne. Confidence meter, 1 through 100, that Brandon Ayuk gets extended before the start of training camp. I'm going to say 82%. that he gets extended.
That's pretty.
You had to put a number.
That's pretty confident.
I'm pretty confident in this. I think Shanahan has shown he wants to keep his toys.
I agree with that, but I don't think it happens before training camp, like before it kicks off. I'm more of a in training camp type of guy, so I'm gonna call less. I think it's 50-50. like to happen before they kick off training camp. Listen, and him not being at this mini camp, he's losing money. So I'm sure he'll
like 100,000,
100,000,
3 days, like 100K.
I'm sure he'll find a way to recoup 300K. I'm sure they'll figure it out, right? But my point is, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be before training camp. I want that. I'm 50-50. I think this deal is going to be harder to get done than the Deebo Samuel deal. That's just my take. That's just my thing. I think it'll be harder on Brandon Ayuk's part because they're looking to I guarantee you his team is going to be looking to make sure that his client is in you know, getting the best deal out there. It won't be Justin Jefferson, but it can't be one of those. He's got to get more than Waddle. He's got to get more than some of these other guys.
He'll be right
opinion.
At 30 is my guess.
That's my 30. That's my 30. That's my guess. It's got to be the 30 a year. It's got to be.
Dan says, Ayuk literally had 1,400 yards in system. How is it not a good fit? I'm not saying it's not a good fit. I'm saying passing teams that the 49ers run the ball almost more than anybody. That's what I was saying. Like, you look at Christian McCaffrey, he's a running back. You're in the most run-heavy offense that throws the ball to the running back as well. He's in one-of-one Shanahan matchup. I think that there are passing situations out there that would be a better fit for Ayuk and have better stats. If you put Ayuk in C.D. Lamb's role, where he's the guy in a heavy passing attack, dude would have had 1,800 yards last year. I'm not saying it's not a good fit. I'm just saying I think from passing attack and just all that stuff, I think there are better teams out there for a fit. I think that's going to go in. Not saying that Ayuk doesn't want to be here. He's come out and said he wants to be here because he likes the team, the teammates, and you want to compete. And Ayuk paired with Purdy long term, I love that. I think he is going to get signed. That comes from Shanahan saying, I don't care about other things. I'm getting all my offensive toys. I don't care. I want all my offensive toys.
And this
that's
is a-
why. I
to add to what you're saying, John, this is a toy he literally like shaped and groomed and molded, and like he covets this toy, right? And I don't mean it in that kind of weird way, but like I mean, you know, you got your favorite toys, and those go on a certain toy chest. They might go on the shelf, and other toys go on the toy chest, right? You guys watch Toy Story, you know how it works. But my point, I think Brandon Ayuk is one of those ones that go on the shelf. So they're going to find a way to get it done. And it might just happen in the 25th hour. I think about Kyle Shanahan guys. Deebo, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. Like, these are his dudes. Like, 25th hour guys. Think about it.
Yeah. Not wrong. I mean, that Trent Williams deal, I mean, he almost signed with the
Chiefs.
Almost signed with them. Like, it was, Niners bumped it up just barely. It's what it is. Now, you know, when the John and Wayne show starts in the offseason, that's where we go through and we do our NFC West rankings, which I freaking love. It gives me such a better perspective of our division, which every single team's number one goal, win your division. And so we're going to be starting a much more detailed approach than we've done in the past. And so we're just going to do two positions an episode. So today we're going to focus on defensive line. We're going to rank the defensive tackles, the defensive ends. And we got time. We'll talk a little more salary cap at the end. But let me just say this. You come into 49ers games this year, you know we got you covered. All right. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. It's incredible. Now, if you want more, you can click on our True Fan travel link. And so let's say you want to go to Tampa. And you can kind of see, you can put your deposit down now. Flights, transportation, hotel, parties, all that stuff, game ticket, you name it, it's there. It's a $300 deposit per city. And you've got several weeks for a refund policy if you want to, as we build out these packages. And once we built that out, then we'll give you that opportunity to, hey, do you want in? Do you not want in? And then we'll move on from there. So lots of options are available for you guys. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
If you really want to party with me.
Oh, man. Dude, he's probably one of my most favorite that isn't listed as, like, the top three or five. Like, that's my guy, man.
Hands down,
bro. Anyway. All right. Man, now I'm going to – that's my playlist for the rest of the day when I go to the gym. That's what's happening.
Oh, you're going to get – you're going to have a great workout. I can tell you right now.
It's going to be awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now let's go to, here's how this process is going to work. I'm going to outline a team, and here's how I wanted to break down these depth charts, right? So we're talking NFC West. Let's start with defensive tackles on the inside, and we're going to rank them 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
I'm going to list the two starters or projected starters, the two main backups or three main backups if they've got a lot of depth, and then kind of some younger developing players. Okay, so that's kind of the idea. Then we're going to go through and we're going to pick these guys apart, and hopefully we just get a really good conversation going. I don't know why. I know I like this process more than almost everybody else. I don't care. I love this. I was breaking this down at like 1:30 in the morning, like last week after we texted. I was like, I can't wait. I got to start. So let's go in alphabetical order as we get to know these teams. And okay. So I'll introduce a team and I'll go through their depth chart. Wayne will give just a couple remarks about the team, what he feels about them. We'll move on to the next one, next one, next one. Then we'll rank them. Okay, so let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Really bad team in the NFL, but they had a lot of young players. They still got a lot of young players. So defensive tackles, they're two starters. Not big name guys, Justin Jones, Bilal Nichols. But they got a lot of good backups. Dante Steeles, Ray Lopez, Ben Steele, all young guys. And two more younger guys that are kind of developing, Phil Hoskins and Kyrus Tonga. Now, if you're listening to this, you're like, I don't know any of these names. It's because they're all fifth, sixth, seventh round draft picks from the past year and undrafted free agents that have been forced to play because they kind of cut everybody. So what are your initial thoughts about this Cardinals defensive tackle group, Wayne?
I'm not going to say they're not good, but they're still particularly unknown, right? I do like Dante Steeles from Pittsburgh. I mean, I was high on him, I believe, when he came out in the draft.
Niners were too. They met with him like three times.
Bro, I'm super high on him. Will he be able to take that, you know, starter, you know, reign? I don't know. That's to be seen, you know, because Justin Jones was there, the free agent that they got from Chicago. So they did kind of bolster up a little bit there. But like you said, these other guys are pretty much undetected and unknown. So we're going to have to just kind of like wait and see. But to me, this is just not a group of guys that I feel like are going to give teams that much trouble. You know what I'm saying? They could be great, but, you know, just on paper, just to see what they can do, I don't see much coming from the interior. But they did get, you know, we'll talk about the exterior in a little bit, but they did, you know, it's not even mid. I don't see these guys developed enough yet for me. That's just me. Yeah. They did bring in some free agents, but we'll see what happens.
They got a ways to go. Now we move on to the Rams, and you got to talk defensive tackles. There's no Aaron Donald. He's
Thank
gone.
You God.
Now, Kobe Turner, that dude, defensive rookie of the year type dude, he absolutely stepped up. Him and Bobby Brown the third. Bobby Brown, my prerogative. Oh, that was nice. Yes. I used to rock that thing all the time. You remember the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all didn't know we were going to be talking. When Wayne and I get together, we talk movies, we talk music. Video games, and music. That's what
it.
We do.
That was our life growing up.
Oh, it was. Now, they drafted Braden Fisk in the second round, second round. Mm-hmm. He could be a starter. We'll see how that goes. They got Laurel Murchison, who's got a lot of snaps for him last year, and Corey Durden. They've got depth. They drafted Tyler Davis in the sixth round. They've got youth. at this defensive tackle spot. What do you think, Wayne?
Again, another, underdeveloped new players, but they did bring in some really key pieces in the draft, right? Like, I think they drafted some guys. They addressed the defensive tackle position. They addressed the edge for sure with Braden Fisk. Will he line up and play inside? I think they run a 3-4 out there in LA. So he would be one of the ends for them. I think I like the Braden Fisk guy because he's going to give them a great motor. But when you look at some of the Kobe Turners, the Bobby Brown the third, you know, I think they're better than the Arizona Cardinals up front. I'll say that, but I still think they have a little ways to go. And losing Aaron Donald, I mean, Aaron Donald here would have still made them damn near top tier, right? Number one, but they no longer have him. So at this point, I think they're just right above the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and it's, man, so much potential because you're talking Kobe Turner. He could be a top five defensive tackle if he does what he did again last year. Braden Fisk in the second round. Tyler Davis set. Like, there's young, and it is potential. But the what's it going to look like when you're not playing opposite Aaron Donald?
There you go. I knew you was going to come up with a new show. That's a new show. What is it going to look like when with Aaron Donald not out there? So we'll find out.
I like that. Now let's go to the 49ers. Man, huge turnover. Huge turnover in the defensive tackle room. Hargrave and Collins, Malik Collins, those are your starters. Kevin Givens, who's one of the longest tenured 49ers. People don't talk about this dude enough. Like, he's been with the Niners for 6 years straight.
Straight.
I mean, shout out to Kevin Givens.
Drafted guy. Yes. He was drafted. You know, he was drafted, right?
No, yeah. Undrafted.
Undrafted. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, man, incredible.
And they keep him, they keep bringing him back, and he keeps re-signing with the Niners. Like, every time he re-signed this year as a free agent. When you look at the Niners, though, they did add some pieces. They did lose a big piece. They lost Eric Armstead. So let's not like act like we didn't lose somebody that was great. But we still have a lot of players. I feel like we have more depth as far as veterans as with the depth here. I still want to see what Kalia Davis is going to be able to do. I want to see what Evan Anderson, the undrafted guy, if he makes the team. But I'm expecting a big year from Javon Hargrave. I'm expecting big turnout from Malik Collins. That was the guy we traded for from Houston. I think your interior and stopping the run, to me, got a little bit better, right? I felt like that was the focus. They were giving up too much rushing yards or too many rushing yards inside opposed to what they were kicking out to go to the outside. So I think right now I have them number one. And I'm not saying that because they're the Niners, but these are veterans we're talking about opposed to a bunch of young guys, right? T.Y. McGill, veteran. Shaquille Brown, veteran, right? These are some veteran dudes that they got up front in the interior. Kevin Givens, veteran. Jordan Elliott, veteran. Like, these aren't just rookies that they have out there or second-year players out there.
Yeah, and, you know, you do have, like, I think Evan Anderson is one of my dark horses, you know, undrafted free agent. They paid a lot of money. Like, if you look at the group of defensive tackles outside of your starters, you don't have that huge run stuffer plugger. You don't have that. Kevin Givens, small. Jordan Elliott, small. Kalia Davis, small.
Good point.
Evan Anderson, big dude.
Big. Nose tackle-ish kind of guy.
Yeah. So that's the 49ers. And the last group, let's go to the Seattle Seahawks. Their starters, Leonard Williams, Jaron Reed. They spent their first round pick on Byron Murphy. You know, is he going to be a starter? What that's going to look like probably before it's all said and done. Draymond Jones, Jonathan Hankins, their backups, Mike Morris, Cameron Young, Miles Adams. This group is pretty stellar. The Seattle Seahawks defensive tackle group, their edges are awful. Their tackles, but this is what happens with the new head coach. What are your thoughts on Seattle's defensive tackles?
I mean, first you got to start with the head coach and the defensive mind that they're bringing in from Baltimore, right? And so I think that's what they're looking to do. Start up front. They didn't have a bunch of draft picks, but I think the picks that they, well, they, you know, that they utilize. I mean, getting Byron Murphy the second from Texas, that's your guy. I mean, you know about him. He's going to be a problem whether he starts or not. That rotation is going to be thick and long. I really think they have the best in like up front defensive line in the NFC West. And I think it can cause problems. I think it's going to cause problems. They got Mike Morris there, Jaron Reed, Jonathan Hankins, free agent they got from Dallas. Look, I'm looking at them. I'm like, they could be a problem. And so I like Seattle's front. a lot. I think I have them. If I had to rank them, they might be my number one right now.
Yeah, they're pretty freaking stellar. So, okay, let's do this. What's your top three? We've gone through, we've listed to pretty much everybody. Who are your top three defensive tackles out of this entire division if you had to rank them, Wayne?
Like, oh, again, I like this.
However, like, I who like are this. The three guys, regardless of team, that you're one, two, three, where do you put them?
This makes this weird because is Leonard Williams an end or a tackle? Because, like, it's weird.
If you don't blitz off the edge, here's my philosophy and how I do the draft and all that stuff. If you don't go outside of the tackle, you're an edge. Like, you're a tackle. You're a defensive tackle or an edge. And I know 3-4, 4-3, blah, blah, blah. If you don't blitz outside the tackle, you're a defensive tackle, interior defensive line to me. So I put Leonard in the interior.
Okay, so he's number one. Okay. Okay, he's number one. I go in Javon Hargrave number two, though. And so
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. And then
Three is tough. There's a drop off.
I mean, Kobe Turner, three?
Yeah, it's Kobe Turner or Collins. Like, those are the two. Or do you put the rookie Byron Murphy? He hadn't played yet. So
I'm not putting any
there?
Rookies in there. I didn't put
any rookies at starters in any of this.
I don't think any rookies belong in that category as of yet. But he can be that guy. Like, he can be. But
yeah,
I think it's either going to be Kobe Turner. You went Zaven Collins from Arizona?
I put him outside. No, no, no.
Oh, no, okay.
Malik Collins.
Oh, Malik Collins. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. My bad. I heard Collins and I thought him. Yeah, like,
Draymond Jones kind of in there. He's a tweener too. Like, they're freaking stacked, man.
You said it was a drop off, but I think Kobe Turner is my number three. I think my top three: Leonard Williams, Javon Hargrave, Kobe Turner.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I like that. So let's start at the bottom, work to the top. Who's the number four defensive tackle class or team in the NFC West? Who's fourth for you?
Then that's where you go, Malik Collins. I think that's where he comes back in and he takes that. So he could tweeter between third and fourth, but I think he goes fourth for me.
I like it. All right. Now, you said you had Seattle one overall.
I do.
Have Seattle one overall. I wanted to start at the bottom, go to the top, but this is just too easy. Like, they're too damn good. I think this is a top three, top four defensive tackle class, probably in the NFL. There's just depth. There's top end talent. There's youth. There's draft pick status. There's depth. Whatever. I hate Seattle, but they're not going to be well ranked in a lot of these. This is it. Wide receivers and defensive tackles. That's what Seattle's got. Okay, so let's go four. Who's last? And we'll kind of work up from there. Who's number four for you?
So I think Arizona is number four. I think they have too much youth and too many unproven players. And so for me, they're number four. Super simple. No need for explanation, but youth and talent, and that is what keeps them four.
Yeah, I've got them a wide distant fourth from the next two teams. So we got the 49ers and the Rams left. Who's your number three team?
It's the Los Angeles Rams, because again, they lost. Like, they would have been number two or number one for me with Aaron Donald. Once they lost Aaron Donald, I think they take a big step back up front. Now, they do have some players there that can, you know, kind of withstand that defensive front, but you got some rookies that are going to be coming in there. Can Braden Fisk be this? Can, you know, these guys be that? And we don't know yet. I think Braden Fisk has one of the greatest jump offs, you know what I'm saying, in football. In college, he did. We'll see what happens in the pros, like, right? They get off, right? And so we'll see what happens. But I have them three. I really think the Niners at two are going to be totally different up front. And it's weird because they're missing Eric Armstead, but, you know, availability is your best ability, and I don't think they were ever cohesive enough up front because Eric Armstead's injuries. I think they got younger. I think they got stronger. I think they got quicker, and I think they got more healthier, right, up front, and I think that was key for the 49ers.
Yeah, you talk about Hargrave and Collins. They play a lot. Play a lot of snaps. Kevin Givens plays a lot. Jordan Elliott plays a lot. Pharrell, he says, any word on Evan Anderson, our 350-pound to 315-pound defensive tackle? They paid him a lot of money. I mean, he's guaranteed practice squad. They basically guaranteed his entire practice squad salary. But if they cut him, somebody else likely to pick him up, which we've seen. I really hope. Now, what Evan Anderson has to do to make this team, do the 49ers keep five or six? You got to beat out Kalia Davis. You got to beat out T.Y. McGill. You could do that. You're on this roster. If he can't, we'll see where he fits. But I'm excited about that, dude. I'm really excited about that, dude.
You got him as your dark horse. I have him finding – you said practice squad. I think he finds a way to slip on this roster. So.
It's not going to take much. You talk one injury to a top four guy, and he's in.
I mean, well, I know we're not talking about this today, but when training camp happens and you look at the depth, and I'm saying to myself, can he beat out Kalia Davis? I say yes. That's me. That's my thought. I watch him play. I think he can beat out Kalia Davis. And Kalia Davis is returning from an injury. Not a shot at him, but, you know, that's what you got to look at, you know, for me. So there's a possibility. And there's some other guys I think that he can come up with. It all comes down to the camp. Shaquille Brown, T.Y. McGill, those are guys you put on your practice squad. Why? They're veterans, right? And so you stash them because of the rules. You can put 7 veterans on your practice squad, 10 other players, right? So that's what it is, right? So I'm already looking. I'm already understanding what the Niners and Kyle Shanahan likes to do. And I'm saying T.Y. McGill will be a vet on practice squad. Shaquille Brown will be a vet on practice squad. And these are some of the guys that I think, you know, this will boost up Evan Anderson. Maybe Jordan Elliott doesn't even, you know, and that's the free agent that we signed. So we'll see what happens, man. It's going to be a lot.
I like it. All right, before we jump over to the edge class, you want to go to the game? You want to go to the Monday Night Football home opener? Well, we're giving away 2 tickets. Club level seats between the 20s. All you got to do is head over to the 49ersrush.com. Click on the button up top. It's $20 per entry or 3 entries for $50. Depending on how many we get and all that stuff, that will upgrade the tickets and all that fun stuff. We did the Super Bowl giveaway, which was so fun last year. We've done tickets in the past. Whatever we can do to create some type of experience for fans. So if you want to check that out, the49ersrush.com, go put in your entries there. We'll announce the winner 3 weeks before the game so we can transfer tickets over and all that fun stuff. Rick says, hey man, nice hat.
Appreciate
always you. Dude, he don't miss. And we gotta say, both of us wear CMC shirts, by the way, which is
you gotta tell him where to get them though, John. I mean, I got this because of you.
Go over to Homage. I don't think I have the link in the description of my video this time. I think I messed up.
Bad job.
I'll be posting that on Twitter. Yeah, I'm not good. I missed it. All right, let's go edge class. Let's talk NFC West edge ranks. These are guys that go off of the edge. 3-4, 4-3, don't care. Outside linebacker, don't care. Do these guys blitz off the edge? We'll start alphabetical order again. We'll go Arizona first. B.J. Ojulari and Dennis Gardeck, those are my starters for them, but they go spend a first-round draft pick on Darius Robinson. Could be an interior guy, could be an outside guy. Not really sure how they're going to use him, but edge is what I think he will wind up as. Victor Domikeji, Cameron Thomas, a lot of 49ers-type guys. Xavier Thomas was a fifth-round pick this year. Jess Ludica and L.J. Collier, the old first-round pick from the Seahawks, joins them. They got a deep squad over there now.
They do, man. Coming off the edge, they are going to look to be fast and get to that quarterback, right? Did you mention Zaven Collins for the Cardinals?
Man, I put him at linebacker. He blitzes some. I put him in the linebacker group because most of his snaps were there. But again, he's a hybrid guy. And so, yeah, you want to include him here? No issues.
Yeah, I actually like their edge rushers. I do, and I can't wait to see what Darius Robinson does. Will they line him up inside, outside? We'll see. But they do run the 3-4 type of defense, so we'll see what happens. But I kind of like their edge rushing. They got speed, they got a good combination, and we'll see what happens. So, you know, right now, since the first team we're talking about, they're number one, right? Right now, I got to rank number one.
And you know, you got to remember too, where did their head coach come from?
Right.
Came from the Eagles.
Where I am from. Yeah.
It's all edge rushers. And so that's what Jonathan Gannon's been about. And that's what they do. Now let's go over to the Rams. Man, young. Gosh, so young. Byron Young and Michael Hoyt. But they also drafted Jared Verse in the first round. Florida State dude. They got Nick Hampton, Brennan Jackson. They drafted in the fifth round. And Ochun Mathis. Super young, super talented group.
They're super young and talented, but Byron Young is a mother freaking force.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be one of the premier edge rushers in the NFL. And so, and I knew that at the Senior Bowl. And I like him. I like him a lot. I hate that he plays for the Rams, but I like his play. And then they just added Florida State's Jarrett Verse. Listen, I know we don't talk highly of a lot of these rookies, but Verse looks like a guy that's going to get the job done on the left outside.
Linebacker, number one edge.
I like them. I do. They're number one right now. They've just surpassed the Arizona Cardinals.
And, you know, it's funny because, you know, we're talking defensive tackles. And I think Byron Young and Kobe Turner were the only rookies last year to get over 8.5 sacks. And they're both on the same damn defensive front. But again, Aaron Donald's not there anymore. And so now the attention will shift those guys. What's going to happen there? All right, let's go 49ers. We know these guys. Nick Bosa and Leonard Floyd. Woo! That's a pretty solid starting group. But now the questions start with the backups. Ujiri Gross-Matos, Robert Beal Jr., Drake Jackson, Austin Bryant. What are those guys? Logan says big year for Robert Beal Jr. coming in. Summarize this defensive edge group for the 49ers.
I agree with Logan because the question is, what is Drake Jackson going to do? Is he coming back healthy? He did post a video of him working out. You can see the scar on his knee. He's recovering from the surgery. That's why he hasn't been at the practices. I don't expect him to practice if he is at minicamp. I think he's still recovering from that. But if he's there, kudos to Drake. But I think it's going to be a good year for Drake. I think the key to this year is rotation. And so you're not looking to get starting quality snaps from Robert Beal Jr., Drake Jackson, and those guys. And that's okay. That's okay, right? Because the question is, what are they going to do when they have to come in to a football game? Can they give you that full burst out there off the edge and things like that? Can they contain the edge and the run? That's another thing we haven't even been talking about. Can they contain, right? And I think that they can. I think the speed from Robert Beal, I would love to see some of these different types of packages. I think the 49ers defensive line, even though the depth is young, right? The depth is young. I think that starting caliber capability out there is better than what it has been. And, you know, you add Leonard Floyd to the group. I feel like the 49ers can finally get back to that 2019 type of front where they had power with Nick and as a young kid. And just imagine, he was a rookie then. So imagine how much more polished he is now. And then they had Dee Ford, who was the guy, the speed guy off the edge. And just imagine, they just got Leonard Floyd. I think a guy with double-digit sacks almost every single season he's played in the NFL without playing a lot of snaps shows a sign of what the Niners are looking to do. They go veterans outside. They mix it in with these young guys. I think the Niners defensive edge front is going to be serious this year.
Ooh, I like it. All right, let's go Seattle last group. Boye Mafe and Derek Hall are their starters. Daryl Taylor and Ucheno Wusu, backup players. Undrafted free agent Nelson Caesar and undrafted free agent Sundiata Anderson. Weird group, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I like Boye Mafe. He was from Minnesota. But other than that, I think they're going to struggle in this particular department. And I don't really like their group of edge rushers. I think their power is up front. You know what I'm saying? As far as the defensive interior guys. But as far as their edge rushers off the edge, I don't think they have a pretty strong group here. That's just my opinion. They're going to have to be more creative and exotic blitzing and things like that to create pressure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm cool with that. All right. So let's do the same thing we did. I want you to rank your number one player, number two player, number three player from this edge group. And as you get that, Rick says, where can I get that t-shirt? How much will it cost? All that stuff. I just put in the chat the link. I went and found it while Wayne was teaching us. So you can see the link there and click that, the homage link. It's there. Go check that out. Appreciate you. So, Wayne, who's the number one player in this draft?
It's Nick Bosa, right? So it's Nick Bosa. Number two has got to be Leonard Floyd. So I think the 49ers kind of like got that sewed up. I know people. I'm going to surprise people here, and I'm going to go number three, the young kid out of Los Angeles. I'm going Byron Young.
Yeah, this one's because not rough, but I went Byron Young as well. I would not have been upset if you said B.J. Ojulari. I would not be upset if you said Dennis Garnick. I would not be upset if you said Boye Mafe. Like, there's a lot of guys in that second caliber, but I'm with you. The number one and two guys are the starters for the 49ers. And I don't know. We'll wait and see kind of how they rank out. But let's start at number four. Which class overall, not fourth overall player, what team do you have in last place whenever you look at the edge rankings?
It's Seattle for me.
Oh, Seattle. See, this is our first disagreement. This is our first disagreement.
Did you go Cardinals here?
I went Cardinals last, but I said, and again, I'm going to cheat, always cheat, could be number two this year. Like, if some of these young guys, if Darius Robinson, if BJ Ojolari, if somebody just takes a step up, but I think Seattle and Arizona are super, super close.
Yeah, it's in my close. Opinion. And that's me. That's my 4-3, right? Or 3-4, however you want to look at it. So
there we go. All right. We're talking edges. All right. So your number two team.
Number two is going to be the Rams.
Rams. I got them number two, which means number one, the 49ers. They come in number one on this. And I feel like, you know, if you've got the number one and number two starter at the position,
you should be pretty dominant, right? Like, yeah. Right. I think the question marks come around the depth. What can they do? Haven't seen much from Robert Beale. Haven't seen anything from Drake Jackson. At least you've gotten production from Drake Jackson, though. You saw him start a season and get you three sacks and finish the season on the IR, right? So you know you can get something out of him. The question is, what can those other guys do? And I think as a 49er, you're not, you know, specifically or any team, you know, you want Drake Jackson coming in on certain downs. You want Robert Beale coming on certain downs. These guys aren't set to start yet, right? They went and addressed the starting position opposite Nick Bosa. They said they needed to get better there, so they went and got a starting caliber, defensive edge rusher. But the question is, when those guys' numbers are called, what can the rotation do? And you're hoping not to get to some of the guys on the rotation, right? Like, some of the guys on the rotation, you're hoping not to get to. But there's specific guys, I think, with specific skill sets that are going to be utilized for the San Francisco 49ers. And they just have to go out there and do what they need to do. You know, when you look at those guys that are the depth guys, right? When you look at, Yetur Gross-Matos, right? What can he do? Is he good at setting the edge? Is he good at, you know, getting to the quarterback? Like, that's another free agent signing that we're not really talking about. And I would say he's probably... he's the third guy, and then Drake Jackson, then Robert Beale Jr. Those are specialty guys, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think those two guys are playing for the same spot. I really, really do. And you know what's going to come after that? You know, we just saw the 49ers sign tight end Logan Thomas, and you waived one of the back end Robert Johnson the third, you know, D-line guy. I would not be shocked if they bring in another edge guy at some point. But I got a question here from Eric that I want to kind of get your answer from. He says, is Leonard Floyd an upgrade from Chase Young, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as production, yes, right? Right. So if you talk about from a production standpoint, he's the upgrade, right? He's a guy that rushes off the edge a lot differently than what Chase Young did. And so, you know, to be fair with Chase Young, he didn't really get much of a break when he came into San Francisco. It was like, come in, grounds blazing. He didn't get a camp with him, didn't do any
didn't
of that.
Bye week.
Didn't get a bye. That's what I mean. So he didn't get a break at all. His first week off was when we secured the NFC West and we had that week off. I think that was crazy. But as far as production in 2023, yeah, it's an upgrade, right? It's an upgrade. And I think it's fit to the system too, right? The Niners were looking to add something to boost them up, and I think that's what Chase Young was supposed to be, a boost. But I think the Niners upgraded at the edge rushing position by signing Leonard Floyd at free agency.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? Like, he's somebody that's done it for 9 years. Now, if you look at the contracts, Chase Young got paid more. He got 13.
But he's younger, though, right?
10, but he's younger. So you're betting on the upside with Chase Young and all that stuff. If you're asking me a championship caliber team where the 49ers are, we saw what Chase Young was on this team, which was good. He had a good Super Bowl, but a lot of negatives. You limit the negatives. You might not get as many explosives where he just like manhandles a dude, whatever else. But it's like whatever you're hitting the ball down the fairway every time, more consistency with way fewer shanks off into the, you know, out of bounds area. And that's what the difference is. It's consistency. And so, if you had to ask me who I want for this year, I'm going to say Leonard Floyd. You asked me 3 years down the road, I'm going to say Chase Young. But I care about this year because we're bringing home number six this year. It's happening.
That's it. That's the only goal. Yeah.
All right, so just to summarize kind of our rankings from these two, the 49ers finished first in edge and second in defensive tackles. The Rams finished second in edge, third in defensive tackle group. Seattle finished fourth in edge, but first in defensive tackle. You can kind of see how these teams build. And the Cardinals finished third in edge rankings and fourth in defensive tackle. So it's going to continue to build this kind of narrative of how these teams construct their teams, how they spend their capital, draft, and salary cap. And we're just going to keep going. So every Tuesday, same time, Wayne?
Same time.
Same time, right here.
It's going to be around consistency, 11. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Consistent. We're Leonard Floyding this thing. That's what we're going to do. So, yeah, we'll do the same thing unless there's more breaking news, whatever. Hopefully next Tuesday. Is today Tuesday?
Today's,
I don't know what
today is. Tuesday. Yes, today is Tuesday because they got to
maybe we'll
trash.
Get some Brandon Ayuk contract things. I don't think it's happening. But well, that be, if that happens, we'll go live a little earlier.
You know, the owner of the 49ers, Jed York, just posted a cryptic tweet.
What'd he say? I haven't seen this.
Do you ever have a premonition that you'll be sending out a tweet later in the day thanking and congratulating someone for a job well done? It's a great feeling.
All right. So in the past, this dude, Jed York, who's a fan of the 49ers Rush Road Trip, he's come to one of them before. I'm pretty sure he has no clue who I am, even though he met me. But the last time he did this, we went and like he scripted the texts or the picks that we took in the draft. Then he did the Kyle Juszczyk thing.
Yep.
So, all right. Wayne, interpret this for me. I'm dumb.
I'm not. You're not dumb. But if you're dumb, then I'm dumber. How about that? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm a dumber, man. Here we go. There we go. You're Jim Carrey.
We'll leave it at that. All right. I'll be Lloyd.
What do you don't take anything away from this? I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I do. Like, I feel like there's a...
Something on the cusp?
Something is on the cusp. I feel like this is a BA cryptid tweet. Focus on BA though. I'm curious to see what he puts out. And if he does this, John will be right. Like, this will be before training camp.
So, okay, somebody's going to say, well, this is just about CMC.
It might not be just about CMC. That's already done. Like,
how the hell did you tweet? I just looked up the tweet and you're already in the comments.
Oh, I'm a great multitasker. Listen, man, I got two hands and I act like I got eight. You know what I'm saying? I'm the octopus of this game, baby. Let's go.
So you don't think that this is a CMC thing, and I hate breaking down tweets. I hate this. But if this means Brandon Ayuk is going to be with the 49ers for a longer time, I will talk this crap all the time.
He said it's another three-year extension for Kyle.
Oh, Aaron. Hey, man, I'm fine.
I'm with it, though. I'm cool with that, you know?
Man, this is a fun show. We're back. John and Wayne's back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. If you joined late, go back, check it out. Go subscribe to Wayne's channel, and we'll be back next Tuesday. And which groups do we have broken down? We got corners and safeties next week.
And watch how tides start to shift. Just watch.
Yeah, teams build differently, man. I love it, man. But Wayne, I cannot say thank you enough. Just being back together, your energy, your friendship means the world to me, man. And you are the absolute best. So take us out of here, and we'll be back next Tuesday.
They don't call us the faithful for nothing. Just make sure you remain faithful no matter what we go through. We here, baby. John and Wayne Show back, season 3. Let's go.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.